don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
All right, so for us to ask a pastor, and Pastor Mitabella is already standing by to help us answer our question for today. As you know, so we take your questions and we ask a pastor. Pastor Genesis Mitabella, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you, Salman. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Are you well?
We are doing well, and the day today is cool.
Okay, that's good.
Good weather.
Indeed. Our question for today, Mfundis, is how can Christianity reconcile the teachings with advanced scientific knowledge? How can Christianity reconcile its teachings with the advancement of scientific knowledge?
Okay, thank you. Like I said, this week you are just coming with very difficult questions, and our listeners are asking very challenging questions.
Indeed, it's not my questions. It's not mine, it's their questions. My job is to just present them to you.
No, I really appreciate the kind of questions. Actually, it shows that we are also advancing.
Right. You're still there, Mfundis. Oh. Network again. All right, we will.
How can Christianity?
Sorry, Mfundis, the network stopped you there. Please start again. We missed what you were saying there. Go say that again, please.
Okay, I was saying actually acknowledged and appreciated the advancement that is happening even in us as humans. When we ask such questions, it means we are going forward.
Right. Okay. Okay, the WhatsApp line has...
And the question... I'm sorry. Sorry, bro. There's another call that is coming out. Don't worry. I'll be canceling it it comes. Okay. Yes, I'll be canceling it. It's okay. All right. So how can Christianity reconcile its teachings with advancement of scientific knowledge?
Right.
The question that we are answering here is the how part, of which before we even answer the how part, we need to have the why they should have that reconciliation, they should reconcile. Because the moment we have a strong why, then we've got an easy how. So I just want to look at the reason why they should reconcile will actually cause them to have an easy path in the how part of it. And then we are going to just settle a little bit on the issue of why, and then delve into the how part of it. Why Christianity should reconcile its teachings, one thing that they should always remember or maybe get into their mind is that they need to acknowledge the essence of relevance. Yeah, because if you are not moving with time, then you may be left behind. That's very important. Are you still with me, my leader?
I am here, patiently listening.
Thank you. Yes. So they need to acknowledge the essence of relevance. What is Christianity? What is it offering? Relevance will actually cause them to have an easy how as they delve into assisting or offering something to the community. And also, they mustn't assume that they are a unit that is detached from the community. Yeah, that's another reason why they should reconcile. Because it is the science is in the community and they're in the community. So they mustn't become too heavenly minded and utterly useless to a point of denying everything that science is bringing in.
Okay.
So they have a reason. They have a strong reason why they should reconcile. Hence, an easy how on that part.
Okay.
So what I'm just trying to put across is Christian teachers should not deny what has been proven in the labs, the scientific labs. Because whatever scientific knowledge that is advancing is something that we have been proven. Maybe let me just assume that our speaker here, I mean our listener here who has brought this question, could bring in this question on the basis of our previous experiences with some scientific advancements that have been taking place, and especially the COVID one. Because if you deny scientific advancements, then you end up spiritualizing everything. Like I said, okay, this one now I'm actually saying spiritualizing in literal, not metaphorical, but in literal. You spiritualize everything. When you're being injected a substance, you see you're being injected an image of the beast. So at the end of the day, you are denying what has been proven.
Okay.
In the and the how part now, if you're in that state, the how to reconcile becomes so difficult.
Right.
But if you know that you need to be relevant in this society, and also you need to acknowledge that you are still on earth, where science is taking place. You know, don't live in heaven when you are on earth, because science knowledge is advancing on earth, not in heaven.
Okay.
So the moment you start denying this, you are actually pretending to be living in heaven. So the how part now becomes easy if you come to understand why you should reconcile. That's my take on that one. So this actually, my brother, okay, I hear you want to speak something. You want to say something?
No. Finish your point. Finish your point. I don't want to interrupt
you. All right. This also entails now that theologians should not focus on languages and systematic theology only. They also need to go a step further and widen their understanding of science. Yes, I think the time we went to school during our days when science was not yet very much as it is now, we did science of origins. But with what is happening right now, those who are going to school right now, they should have a widened approach of approaching the community which are living in scientific homes and they are listening to scientific presentations every day so that they may be able to approach and be able to reconcile what they understand in the faith to what the scientific labs are bringing out.
Okay.
That's my take, yeah. So that's my take.
When I read this question, Fundis, I was slightly bothered, and I would have loved to engage the person who wrote the question.
Sure.
To get an understanding of what they mean, because the word science seems to have taken a different meaning.
Okay. All right.
When I was doing science, that was in junior secondary.
All right.
I dropped out in science in junior secondary. I never went to science to do science in my senior secondary years. So I don't know anything about science. I only know what is literature. So
all right. Okay. All right.
So when I was doing my junior years at high school, before high school, we did physical science.
Okay.
We did chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
We did biological science.
Yes.
And those tell you that there is no way you can speak of science in its own word. You need to tell us what science, because the word science is knowledge. The word science means what is known.
All right.
So you need to ask science of what?
Okay.
So as a kid, we learned the science of chemistry, the science of biology, the science of the human physiology.
Mm-hmm.
So science, the word science is what is known or knowledge.
Right.
So science of physiology is knowledge of physiology. Science of chemistry is knowledge of chemistry. Science of biology is knowledge of biology, which then should tell us that there is also a science of theology.
Okay.
Knowledge of theology. Now, if we get that understanding of the word science, the word science alone means knowledge of.
Okay.
Then it begs the question, when this person is talking about scientific knowledge, that's a double entendre.
It's white.
So you're saying scientific knowledge is knowledge, knowledge. That phrase should not exist. In a person who's studying, a phrase that says scientific knowledge should not exist. Because science is knowledge. So you can't say the knowledge of knowledge unless you're studying philosophy.
Okay. All right.
So
I hear you.
Now I'm deconstructing the question in and by itself. And then comes to the point that I think the person is trying to drive.
All right.
And the point is, this person believes there's a distinction between the knowledge that is in the scripture and the knowledge that is acquired by quote unquote scientists.
All right.
Whereas when you read the scriptures will tell you the very same thing that the scientists, quote unquote, are discovering.
Right.
And so I ask, why should you reconcile something that you already know and scientists are only discovering? Is there a need to reconcile things that are we already have been given the information? They just didn't believe it. They are only discovering it now.
All right.
If God gives an instruction to Abraham to circumcise, everyone denies it and calls it mutilation up until HIV comes through. And after scientists, quote unquote, then say, circumcision is going to help to minimize men acquiring the HIV virus.
Okay.
And then the World Health Organization starts encouraging countries to circumcise its men. But this is already, we already know this. God gave us this to us in the book of Genesis.
You are very right, my brother.
So science discovers it in 1994. But the Bible over 2,000 years ago has already given this information to us. My question to the person who wrote this question, why would you want to reconcile that? Let those ignorant people go ahead. Let them. We know God instructed circumcision a long time ago. There is no need for us to reconcile with them. They are the ones who must come back crawling to us and say, hey, it turns out Genesis was right when Genesis was instructing circumcision.
Right. You know what, my brother? I think the one who asked this question is saying Christianity is not teaching these things. Maybe because they do not really believe what they have faith in. So why are they not then reconciling with the discoveries so that they can prove to the people that this thing has been already there? So the church is quiet, or the Christendom is quiet about these things. Hence, the person here who wrote this question is saying, no, I feel like they must, to her or to him, the reconciliation part of which is that you need to confirm with the Bible as we are teaching the people. Maybe this is how I'm understanding it. You need to be confirming with the Bible. You bring up the issue of maybe biology, okay? The biology is what we are. And because of that, why don't you teach something in line with that? You bring the issue of physics and there's creation. And why don't you just bring something in line so that there's no much confusion to our children? They need to know it in our teachings. If our children are hearing it first in the classroom, it comes with some heresy. Yet there is something where it is written and it was established long, long, long ago, thousands of years ago. Why are the Christians not teaching it in line with what is being discovered so that they correct the concept? I think that's what I don't know. This is the way I'm hearing. Yeah. I think the person is still right in saying the scientific knowledge.
Right.
I'm not sure about that. I just feel like this person is coming to say, you know what, you Christians, I alluded earlier on that I think the person might have so many questions about the COVID vaccine. You know, the COVID-20 vaccine, COVID-19, I mean.
19.
Yeah, and now, people spiritualized the vaccine. Is it the first time that vaccine is coming? So why is it that they are spiritualizing and they are not reconciling what they know already with scientific discoveries? And if we are quiet about that, confusion will continue. You know, when it was being taught thousands of years ago, it was taught in a way that those who lived in those thousands of years ago understood it. And we are in some millennia later, people of this age are understanding it somehow. Why don't they reconcile something which was said thousands of years ago with the generation which is there today, for us to understand that these things are biblical, not in quotes scientific as per se?
Okay.
Yeah. That's my thinking. I think his question, or her question, is still strong. Scientific knowledge reconciled to Christianity teachings. In other words, she or he is saying, let this be brought together so that people may come to understand that there is nothing that is new on earth, or whatever is called discoveries. I like the way you put it. they've discovered something which has been there. It's not new. Only that it's coming up right now. Having been found, why should not the church talk about it and confirm using the Bible that it has been there? I love it the way that you've just said. You know, when Ellen White earlier on said people should actually try to have less flesh for the sake of health, the World Health Organization only confirmed it later that yes, flesh actually causes cancer whatsoever. But it's something that was said long back, and it's there even when you go back into the Bible. It's there.
Yeah.
But now we are not talking much about, when you're talking about meat, we talk about it in some other sense, not in the sense which are scientific per se.
Yeah.
But in another sense. So the questioner here is saying, we want a reconciliation of these things so that the church does not stand aloof or does not appear like as if it does not exist on earth, it's in heaven. Let it be said in our teachings and people get to know. For instance, maybe let me just put this one. Right now, when you look at it, our heads of state are going to Baku for the climate change. Whatever is going to be said at climate change summit is actually scientific. And whatever is going to be said in those scientific terms is something that we gather in our churches and start to give as stewardship seminars. And it's just like that. I don't know, my brother.
So this person is interested in a reconciliation between these knowledge systems.
I think so.
So the knowledge systems of these two communities are based totally on two different schools of thought. The knowledge system,
right,
of the people who are in the quote-unquote scientific world is,
right,
based on totally different knowledge systems and theories
than
Christianity. Christianity doesn't need to prove.
Yes.
The scientific world to prove.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Christianity teaches that you believe what you are told without wanting to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Science says you must not believe what you are told until you have proven it.
You've proven it. Yes.
I am worried about a reconciliation of these two. Because they teach different things.
All right.
The school of thought of science, quote unquote, is against faith.
Right.
What God teaches us. Because faith says you believe without having to prove it.
Yes.
The fact that you have been told, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing not just anything, but the word of God.
All right.
But that side there says you believe nothing. Believe
until you
nothing
prove it.
Until you prove it. If there is no proof for it, you don't believe it.
Okay.
And I'm worried.
All right.
How do you reconcile the two from this? How do you restore to friendship? Because the word reconcile means to restore to friendship. How can there be friendship between the world that says don't believe and yet we want people to believe? How can you make consistent? Because the word reconcile wants to make things consistent one with the other.
Congruent things that
are incongruent. How are you going to do that, Mfundisi? One is a square, one is a circle. How are you going to put a square peg in a circle?
You just stretch where the and you see a circle coming.
You just stretch it.
To prove that every shape is coming from a circle.
Yeah, you just stretch it, Mfundisi.
Okay, what I wanted to say, my brother, is this. For sure, they are coming from two different systems. But the other is confirming the other. And which one is confirming the other? The discoveries are confirming what the Bible has said that we took by faith. So in other words, the science world, in quotes like we said, the science world or the scientific world is actually saying, no, these guys are right. They are telling the truth. And let us turn and say, you see, we told you we have reconciled.
So the reason why I'm a bit skeptical, Mfundisi, is because there are things that science has not yet confirmed.
All right.
And there are things that science has not yet understood. The moment we congruate science and religion and Christianity, we are going to cause people to demand evidence.
Okay, all right.
And they will, like science suggests, they will not believe even when there is no need for them to ask for proof. They will always seek proof.
Okay.
And for as long as the science world is tardy and dumb and is unable to prove, then people will never believe it. Which then renders our scriptures dependent on proof. And for as long as the scientists have not yet been able to prove what we already believe, those who are coming in will not be able to believe until there is proof. And what if there's no proof? What if science is not able to prove?
Okay. All right. I think on that one, my brother, maybe let's agree that whatever science is working on, it's anything that is physical and biological and chemistry-wise. And that's why you see we just have those disciplines. But now we've got what we call quantum physics. They are now trying to put an adjective so that it works well. And with quantum physics, in as much as I don't know much about it, I have come to realize that it has actually disapproved the Big Bang theory. And it's in their labs that they are doing this, in their classes that they are doing this. It's not there. And when we look at it now, what they are doing here, whatever they are doing, they are being preached to that which they denied from the spiritual world. So I want to say, when you look at Daniel in Daniel chapter 1 verse 4, when the king was looking for those eunuchs or whatever, he said, "Children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science." Now, this is where I just want us to know. I mean, this is where I was saying, no, I think teachers today who are teaching Christianity must have these characteristics of this or these traits that they may be able to reach out to the world. Remember, don't forget, my brother, that we've been given a commission to reach out to the world. And it is the world that is in science that we are reaching to. And for us to reach to them, we need to have an understanding of this science and be able to reconcile what they believe. You know, it's like when you look at, I think you're still hearing me clearly.
I'm listening, Funis.
Okay. When you look at Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I think it should be verse 29, which says, if you don't believe in the resurrection, why then are you being baptized for your dead? He is not actually saying that we should be baptized for the dead, but he is reconciling what they believe to the truth that they may get to understand that there is resurrection. It is the context of what he is trying to teach them to understand, that he is deriving them from what they believe and come to understand that of faith. So this is exactly what I think the one who is asking this question is also trying to refer to, saying, no. I'm in the scientific world. Please try to reconcile what I believe and what you believe so that you may bring it to one thing. And I think it's possible.
So when science disproves your faith, what do you do?
Then I prove that my faith is as it is, and nobody and no one and nothing can disapprove it. That I have to approve. I mean, that I have to prove. And I have to prove beyond doubt to the one who is hearing. Because even the atheist today, you will hear at one moment of time calling for God. This is exactly what I'm saying. You look at those who are advocates for atheism, they will still, you go into their inboxes, they will tell you that, my brother, we are just doing this for money or for argument's sake, but God is there.
I
So it's just a matter of saying, whatever being of this, there is nothing that can be disapproved by science in the realm of faith. Because they don't have anything on what we believe by faith. It's us actually who can disapprove them. Because what we have by faith, in most of those things, there is substance.
I'm not quite sure I follow, Mfunis.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure I understand how you are going to disprove science.
Yeah, okay. Like, for instance, Mus, the Big Bang Theory. There are so many those who have married science and faith. We have disapproved it to a point whereby, like I said before, I
want to give us an example, perhaps.
Yeah, you know, we had a young man who was at one of our mission schools,
right.
Who went to Massachusetts College there in America, and he's doing quantum physics.
Which college is this?
Massachusetts. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Massachusetts. Okay.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. He went there, and he was given that offer because he had scored about 50 points at A level. He was doing 10 subjects. And then he went to that college in America. But when he was being asked, why do you want to do quantum physics? He gave them a reason that being a man of faith, I always wanted to prove to people scientifically that whatever they are disapproving, it can be proved scientifically. And for quantum physics, it has approved that Big Bang theory is not what exactly it is. It is Christian, as taught by Christians, that what it is. So with that, when I followed their discussion with the lecturer or the man who was responsible for his coming to Massachusetts, it was kind of, he was given that for that reason. So quantum physics has actually done it. And what it means is if we have so many young men like Daniel who can delve into science, they will have a lot to disapprove that science is actually causing errors on it. That's my take.
Yay, Mfundis.
Yeah.
You have said a lot there.
I've said a lot. I know, and that's the reason why you are bringing these questions, so that we say a lot and open up for so many.
For the record, you're saying your friend went to MIT.
Right.
And when he got to MIT, he wrote...
No, before he got there, while Lisa was being still interviewed... Was we had to call him now as a church and say, what exactly, why young men as you decided to choose to do quantum physics? Because he was offered quite a lot. Everybody wanted to offer him something to do, right, and sponsorship and whatsoever. So he came. Then that's when he was saying this.
So
this is exactly, yeah.
He has written a book or a thesis.
Okay, he is not
that
authority.
Disproves that. Oh, okay.
Not him. He's not authority on that one. But that was his argument. In his researches,
I'm talking about
that quantum physics has proved. So I'm just sure what I'm just trying to put across. If you could hear me very right, it's not on authority. It's on the issue that this young man actually you went into quantum physics for one reason, to work on this thing and coming back.
What I'm trying to establish is: are you saying that MIT has record of evidence from your friend that disproves the Big Bang theory?
Okay, this is what I'm saying. I am saying I cannot say it is evidence in that, because this was something that was being said by a student who was giving an argument on why he chose quantum physics. But remember, of course, we may go around on that one. I know your question is on the credibility of what I'm saying, of which that's why I'm my brother. This is no authority. But I'm just trying to say, if more young men get into this for that reason, I'm saying this young man got into this field for that reason, and both whatever he had done, maybe he'll be given a chance now to prove it. Maybe that's why they took him. Maybe they'll give him a chance to do that.
Yeah, so the reason why I'm insisting on this question, Mfundis, is because in your reply, you said it as authority.
No. No, I did not say it as authority. Maybe if I put it that way, you might have heard me somehow. But I said it was a student who actually passed with 50 points doing A-level 10 subjects recently, just now. Yes, just that I think he's in his first year.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there's no authority on this thing.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
If you are talking about credibility of boys, I know there are lots who are listening to this one. It's
yes.
not you can you cannot actually get this anywhere, even if you type it on AI.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm saying this young man is moving into this field for this reason.
Hey.
After his researches, which he has not yet done, which he was given a chance to do.
Okay. All right. No. I'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
For credibility, allow me to pull off this one. Okay. This example that I gave of this young man who went to MIT.
Okay.
Allow me to pull it out so that it doesn't compromise on the credibility of our program here.
Yeah.
But I said I would love so many young men like this man who would delve into science for the purposes of trying to prove quite a lot of things that scientists of the old have been denying and try to challenge religion on those things. So if we have many like those who are like Daniel, who dare to be Daniels, then we might have a reconciliation of these things easily from the fundis.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Yeah, that's my argument.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. Okay. See you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, brother.
Thanks so much, my brother.
Ngosi Mfundis.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.